We have a different name for that.
You're talking about what?
On a barrel, to get something out of a barrel. Do you?
Oh, that's, you might say that was a faucet, you see, you put in there.
All right.
Tell Marla, come in, Bo, she wants to.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of? It's out in the
yard. You call them faucets.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home in?
A box, a bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You know, 100 pounds of potatoes might come in them.
Bullet bags.
Say, okay. What do you call a small musical instrument about this long and about this wide that you blow on?
Put it up.
Good. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it?
Juice harp.
Good. You ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
No, I never have since I was a little kid. I remember one of my
I remember I had one when I was a boy. You could just take it and move it like this.
What do you call the same kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold doors for sawing? Looks like this.
You call them saw horses.
Okay.
You understand?
Right. I've seen them before, my grandfather's.
Same saw horse.
Now, what do you call a similar kind of thing that looks like an X, and you put a log in here, and it holds the log for sawing?
Well, that's called a rack saw wood.
All right. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and the other child?
That's a seesaw.
Good. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Children will get on there and ride. You see, one on one end, one on the other.
All right. Do you call it, you said it was a whirl? That's what you call it?
Well, when I was a boy, I used to see them make it out of a pole. You see, put your pole straight up and bore your hole in another pole and put your plank on each end. You could get started around the line.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen knives or size with?
That's a whitlock.
If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that you would make on the floor?
Well, I'd call that a mattress. We'd put a mattress on the floor, you see.
Alright. Would you ever call it a pallet?
Pallet, yeah, that's right.
All right. What do you call low ground that's in a river valley? You'd say down in the what?
Down in the valley.
Right. Did you call it the bottom?
Down in the bottom, yeah.
Okay. Could you name several kinds of roads for me, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Mm-hmm. The kinds of roads that you can think of.
Well, you take a road like that, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, it's made of asphalt and gravel.
Okay. So what kind of, would that be an asphalt road?
Well, it's asphalt and gravel mixed, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They put down, you see the way they do it, they grade and put down the clay. They don't ever put the asphalt right down on the sand. It's always put on a fine foundation, you see, which would be sand and clay mixed. And then put the gravel on there after they put the crystal on there and then just mash it in.
I see. Now, what would you call that kind of road that has a very light colored surface? You know, it's almost white. What kind of road would you call that?
I don't know what you'd call that. I noticed some of that, but I don't know what you call that. That's some kind of rock they're using, I think.
What about the kind